In our program this week, we're going to talk to an expert on consumer affairs, Tanya Brown. Tanya used to work for a consumer rights organization. She now writes a weekly column for a popular women's magazine. Tanya, we get a lot of letters and emails from listeners asking us how to complain effectively when you've bought something that goes wrong or you're given really poor service. Rebecca from Oxford, for example, bought an expensive dress for a ball, and one seam came undone the first time she tried it on at home. So, Tanya, what's the first piece of advice you would give Rebecca?
Well, the first thing is to be absolutely clear about what she wants to happen when she complains. Does she want her money back? Does she want to exchange the dress? Does she want it repaired? If she's not totally sure yet what exactly she wants, there are people she can talk things over with.
You mean a friend of her mum?
Well, yes, of course. That's possible. Though I was actually thinking of organisations that could help her clarify her thoughts. Places like the Citizens Advice Bureau, for example. They can often be more objective than someone closer to you.
Anything else it can be useful to discuss in advance?
Certainly. You need to think about how you're going to complain. Would it be better to do it in person, by letter, or by phone? Larger companies often have a formal complaints procedure, so ring them to find out what it is before you go any further. If you make a phone call at any stage in the process, though, make sure you find out who you are speaking to and note down exactly what you were told. A good record can make things much easier for you later on.
I must say, I usually prefer to do anything official by letter. Then you can say exactly what you want to, and you've got a record of what you said too. So have you any advice on letters of complaint?
Well, yes. First of all, it's usually better to type rather than handwrite. It looks much more professional. If typing is not possible for you, then make sure your handwriting is neat and clear. Find out the name of the person you should be writing to in advance. It's much better to write to a named person than a faceless department if you possibly can. Provide all the necessary information as concisely as you can. Make it clear what you want to happen as a result of your letter and set a fixed time for the response.
Wouldn't that antagonise the person you're writing to?
I don't think so. It shows you are well organised and you mean business. Of course, it's best to be as objective as you can and to avoid throwing insults around at this stage.
Well, that's a lot of very useful and practical advice, Tanya. I'm sure it's helped Rebecca and many others like her. Our next guest is an old friend of the programme.